we going to shift to baseball?
Should we get into some baseball?
Wow.
Hold on. Costume change. You got the lead in?
I do got the lead in. So we'll start at the AL West. Let me get my Mariners hat on. +35 run differential today, 13-5, the surprise team of all of baseball. And you know what's funny about the M's? We still get no respect.
Surprise team in baseball, Mariners. Our Mariners.
Wow.
Right?
We're the Giants.
Everyone thought they were going to rebuild, but they reloaded.
So my buddy Madden and I go, are they going to make the playoffs? When we were, you know Madden.
Yeah.
When we were probably 6 games above 500. I think we're at 8-2 maybe.
Okay.
And I go, are we going to make the playoffs? He goes, yeah, we just have to play 500 baseball the rest of the way through. Since then, played 500 baseball. But we got swept by the Astros. Yeah. And I think that's the issue is, I mean, thankfully Texas is in the league or in the division.
But the AL West is still good. The A's are good.
I forgot about the A's.
The Angels, as long as they have Trout, they'll be competitive.
I mean,
Trout kills the M's.
Trout does kill the M's. Absolutely thrashes the
he
M's.
He loves playing in Seattle.
He's like, the batter's eye's never been better. He hits like 400. His like OPS is 10,000. But getting back to the Mariners, I don't think I can believe it like yet.
Best offense in baseball. 15 straight games with home runs. Jay Bruce, 7 home runs.
Jay Bruce is the next Richie Sexton. So Richie Sexton, for those that are Mariners fans, know this, that Norm's in Wallingford when Richie was on
the
team.
Is that downtown?
It's in Wallingford, so it's kind of like if you're – I can't do L.A. geography. Let me see if I can think about this.
How far away is it from Safeco? Or it's not Safeco anymore.
No, T-Mobile? T-Mobile Park. I call it the Mop. I don't know why, but it just sounds good. The Mop.
So tell me about Richie.
So this this bar, big Mariners bar for the most part. I mean, when there was a Mariners bar, but they would offer drinks at the price of Richie Sexton's batting average. So at one point he was hitting like 150. People are just
really.
Yeah, they throw that.
And is it just during Mariners games?
Just during Mariners games. So, but I mean, the course of a season,
there's a lot of games.
There's a ton of games. So Richie would be
so
up.
Wait, I can get a beer, a cocktail.
No, not just beer.
Just
like
beer.
Like your Rainier beer, something like that. Okay. But for those that, you know, are true Seattleites, love Rainier beer.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, Jay Bruce is hitting 189. We need to call up Norms.
You should.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Bring it back, Norms. They also allow dogs there.
We can go bring our bulldog.
We can.
Yeah.
And then drink Jay Bruce beers all night long. Mariners, +35 run differential to date.
But some key moves. They got picked up Tim Beckham at short.
He's played well.
Domingo Santana in left. He hit 30 home runs 2 years ago in Milwaukee.
Why did the teams just give these guys up? Like, I guess we gave away. Cano is over in New York, obviously.
Yeah.
Same with Diaz. Paxton, see ya.
Segura's in Philly.
We gave up our entire team.
Where's my boy Zunino?
Zunino's in Tampa Bay.
Tampa's the best team in baseball.
Exactly.
That's because they have Zunino called. Zunino. Remember when? Spring training, Zunino hit like 3 home runs that way. I'm like, who is your catcher? You're like, don't worry, this won't last.
He
looked like Johnny Bench.
I wouldn't go that far. He looked like Piazza.
All right.
At the tail end of his career.
Yeah.
Now, the Mariners, Marco Gonzalez is their ace.
I've read somewhere he's on pace to win 30 games.
Marco?
Yeah.
I think he lost. I mean, he's been solid.
I'm sorry, 28.
Is that good?
Yes.
Is that really good? 20-game winner, that's generally the litmus or the watermark.
Yeah.
As you would say. Jay Bruce, Tim Beckham.
It's going to be tough with the Astros.
It is. It's another wild card race.
I think Astros have won 9 straight.
probably, and they're on pace to, I think, win another.
Altuve's back. His knee is healthy. They picked up Michael Brantley.
They hit two grand slams against the Mariners in one game. Two grand slams.
This is like Little League?
Yeah, exactly. Jeez, they moved the fences in T-Mo Park.
Well, and they have Gerrit Cole and Verlander.
Gerrit Cole out of
UCLA?
Yep. Verlander's dating. Is he still dating Katie Upton?
He's married to her.
What happened to her?
Dating Verlander.
Baseball wife. How about the A's?
They're trying to sign Chris Davis to a long-term deal.
Is he? Crush Davis?
Crush Davis.
Is it? That's the Bulldog's name.
It's a Bulldog's name. Wow. He says he's going to give Oakland a hometown discount, but they're still going back and forth. I don't know if Oakland wants to pay him.
Do they ever want to pay anyone?
That's the problem.
So how serious? I mean, I could see him paying someone like Piscotty or someone.
What, because Chris Davis is too expensive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like the bargain hunters. They go to
have you seen
Dollar General.
Have you seen his stats in Texas? 15 home runs in 27 games in Texas when he plays in Arlington.
I would trade him to Texas for a high premium.
Right?
I would sign him. Like, Texas, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sign this guy to a contract that you agree upon.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to trade him for all your best players, which in Texas are none. So that's probably why it's happened. Texas is bad.
Yeah. Well, they lost a lot of players.
Is George Bush still an owner there?
I don't think so.
Why is he at the games all the time?
Because he lives in Houston or right around there.
Houston?
Yeah, but then he commutes up. He likes
Arlington?
Bush Airport's in Houston. They're from Houston.
Are they?
Yeah, but he used to go to a lot of Ranger games. I think they have multiple houses.
They take Air Force One?
They probably do.
Up to Arlington? Then take a chopper? So,
what about the Angels?
You know, who's the lefty, the burly lefty?
Justin Bour.
No, wrong.
Plays first base?
No, he plays like right field.
Cole Calhoun.
Yes, that guy tears apart the M's too.
Really?
Yeah, he comes in with like a 240 average and ends up going like 7-for-16 with 3 doubles and 12 RBIs. He's a nemesis. No, it's maybe we need to change the batting eye at Pink. Just throw him off. No?
Just for when the Angels come to town?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Put a green screen. Who is the best team in baseball? You think Tampa?
Right now it's Tampa. Over the course of the season, it's probably going to be the Astros or even the Dodgers.
How's Bellinger look?
Amazing.
I like how you look to the right there.
Well, he just hit a home run.
Did he?
Yeah.
How many is he? Eight jacks?
Eight jacks. Hitting over 400. Hitting the three spot.
Who is the bearded
Justin
redhead?
Turner.
Is he alive?
Yes.
Is he playing well?
Yeah. He's doing all right. Kershaw's hurt. Rich Hill's hurt. Kershaw's actually pitching tonight against the Reds.
You want an update?
Yeah, get an update.
All right. You got to carry it for two seconds while I get an update.
We have the Giants. They're struggling a little bit. Their league average, I think it's like 208. You could play for the Giants and bring up their average. But I think they'll be all right. Their pitching has kept them in the game. But the Padres are in first place in the NL West.
Are they?
How's Machado? He's doing all right, but it's Fernando Tatis Jr.'s 5 home runs. He's carrying him. Rookie.
Tatis is up?
His son, yeah.
I know, he's actually up in the majors.
Shortstop, they called him up.
Bring up that Vlad Guerrero son. Who's
Blue
he playing
Jays.
For? Blue Jays?
Yeah.
Why is he not playing
I
yet?
Think he got hurt in spring training.
He did?
Yeah, he'll be back.
I'm pretty sure, let's see, Dodgers are down 2-1.
What did Kershaw do?
Kershaw got hurt.
No, he didn't.
No, but Bellinger did hit a ground rule double for your Dodgers. Jock Peterson, geez, they are stacked. A.J. Pollock?
Yeah, they're good.
Muncy?
He hit 35 homers last year.
Dude, how do you lose a game
Hernandez?
With this lineup?
I don't know. Pretty tough to do.
Your boy Verdugo, you called that.
Yeah, they're good. The NL West is down. The Giants are down. Rockies
Why are the
didn't
Giants
do
so bad?
I think they just have a lot of veteran players that.
Is Longoria still on the team?
Is who?
Longoria?
Yeah, he's playing at third base.
Wow.
Posey. The Giants are just having trouble hitting the baseball.
I think Posey would have a better chance of becoming the starting quarterback for the New York Giants than actually hitting 20 home runs this year.
Wow, he plays in a tough park.
ATT Park?
Yeah.
Just go Oppo. Hit it in McCovey Cove every day.
It's not That's hard to do as a right-handed hitter.
I could do it.
Well, you are Big Ben.
I'm very egregious tonight. I'm very confident.
Yeah, I know.
And you haven't called me out on that, so everything must be true. Who's this guy you have highlighted?
Chris Paddock.
Who's that?
Pitcher for the Padres, another rookie sensation.
Okay, where'd he come from?
The minor leagues.
If he did a WSD roll call, what would it be?
I have no idea where he came from.
What high school?
I don't know.
What? What's his favorite mascot?
The Friar.
Providence?
No, the Padres Friar.
That's a thing?
Yeah, the Padre, the guy who wears the robe. He's a Padres he's mascot.
He's a friar?
Yeah, he's a friar.
Like the French friar?
No. It's like a monk, isn't it?
Is a friar a monk?
I think so. Sacramento Kings just hired Luke Walton.
Where's the girls in the studio that can tell us all about the Kings?
That's the after hours show.
All right, basketball?
Yeah. So I'm supporting young super team, Sacramento Kings.
Can you name all those guys?
Yeah.
Let's go right to left.
I can't even really see them. Marvin Bagley. That's Bogey.
Who's Bogey?
Bogdanovich. It's Harry Giles, Buddy Hield.
Henry Giles, my friend.
It's Harry Giles.
Is it?
Buddy Hield and De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron or DeAndre?
De'Aaron Fox.
You sure?
Yeah. Barely missed the playoffs. They hired Luke. Got a good young core. They'll be back.
They all live at the, what's the...
How often do you go to Sacramento?
Probably once a month. Stay at the, there's a Kimpton down there that actually has all the suites where the Kings players live. It's actually a pretty good little setup for them, yeah. I mean, it's one way to keep a young team.
Hey, come to Sacramento. You can stay at the Kimpton.
Yeah, no, it's a nice Kimpton. It's brand new. It's brand new. I forget the name of it. But you walk in, it's got like the King's Suites. So they have this whole like...
Is it walking distance to the arena?
Yes. You could literally... Yeah, walk. I mean, it's literally... So there's a complex. It's just like a city block. You got the Golden One Center. And then you walk in.
Have you been to a game there?
I haven't.
We should go.
Let's go. Meet me in Sac. Stay at the Kimpton. I met a guy that was a Tetris national champion there last time.
Tetris. Esports?
No, not esports. It's going back to our thing from Kate. It's the same guy that showed me his player's card. He had a player card that said, like, I am...
Are we talking about the video game Tetris?
Yes. This guy was the little thing where he's rotating the thing. Yeah. So they have an arcade there. They have bowling alley. They have everything.
Do you want to move to Sac?
Stay at the Kimpton with these guys?
Is Tetris a recreational sport?
No, not even close. Wait, if you're playing it on Game Boy, yes. Other than that, no. Final answer,
no.
So Sac gets Luke Walton. Yeah. What does that mean for Vladdy? Vladdy's a Hall of Famer, you know that?
Yeah, Vladdy hired Luke.
I know. So what does that mean for Vladdy? And is it a good move?
It's
bad
a great move?
You grade the move. What is it?
It's an A.
It's an A.
Kings are on the rise. They just need a young coach to relate to the players.
Right.
And I think Luke...
Play Tetris with them after the game.
Hang out at the Kimpton.
I got to find out the name of the Kimpton. I'll remember it.
Well, let's
get
in the NBA playoffs. We stop talking about teams that aren't in the playoffs.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your shirt some more.
No, we're done with that.
Why are these guys so small?
West Coast.
Portland. Let's start there. Nurk, sorry you didn't make it to the playoffs, my friend. Recovery, make a quick recovery. Here's my thing.
Yeah.
Who's our big guy in the middle now?
Cantor. Good thing they traded for him.
Cantor plays every game right now. If he doesn't get a double-double, he's going to be deported.
Back to Turkey?
Yeah. No, well, I think he's wanted.
I don't think he can go back.
You don't think...
Well, because the Knicks played in London and he wouldn't go back.
So, like, he plays like he's not gonna, he's gonna be DD deported?
I think he plays like it's the playoffs.
He's a beast.
Career high in rebounds the other night.
Career high, meaning how many?
Playoff high. He had like 18.
Wow.
Yeah.
Double-double.
But you know what? OKC's winning that series.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you rocking the baby?
Yeah.
What is that?
So, it's like, you can't stop him in the post.
What do you mean you can't stop in the post?
He's too big. He's too strong. You're just like a little baby.
Who?
Russ. That's when he rocks the baby on you.
So what does he do? Is there a rock the baby move?
It's just any time he scores on you.
And then he just rocks the baby?
Yeah.
I think that's ludicrous.
Well.
Game one. Who won? McCollum looked good. The Chief? You know who the Chief is?
Yeah, it's Aminu.
Al-Farik?
But Paul George missed the last 4 days, didn't shoot because his shoulder was hurting.
He did shoot a lot. He missed a lot.
Yeah.
He was like 2 for 17.
But that was his first time shooting in 4 days.
Okay, so don't play. Or at least don't go shoot.
It's the playoffs. He'll be back. I'm just saying he was out of sync. He was out of sorts. He'll be back.
So here's why.
He averaged 38 points against the Blazers.
Here's where I take angst in what you're talking about is you're supporting a team that used to be the Sonics.
That's where the hatred's coming from.
And I'm supporting a team I shouldn't be supporting because there should be the Sonics. And there's issues.
Okay. I see there's frustration.
There is a lot of frustration. But I will say this. McCollum stepped up.
Yes.
He looked great.
Dame played well.
Dame.
30.
Dame put it on. I forget who was guarding them. They were down or they were up one, probably 40 seconds left. Literally, I think it was Westbrook, and he just popped one.
They do not like each other.
Dame time. No, they don't. They're different people.
That's what makes playoff basketball good. You don't have to be friends with everyone. I'm not friends with you.
During the playoffs? Podcast playoffs? While playing twos?
Yeah.
Eat it.
Did you say eat it?
Eat it. I imagine I say that after I spike one on your face in twos. That would be my thing. Eat it.
Houston, Utah. Blowout city. I turned on the game and Rubio was guarding Harden.
No.
Yeah.
How many times did Harden rock the baby on Rubio?
They passed to Chris Paul and Joe Ingles was guarding him. I was like, this is blowout city. I watched five plays. It was like three threes and two lobs to Capella.
Gobert needs to, I don't think he can be mean. He's got to get mean. I want to see Harden go to the hole and Gobert like not serve him a baguette with jam on it, but rather put it like...
You put jam on your baguettes.
I don't know. I assume that's what the French do.
You put butter on a baguette.
Do you?
Yeah.
With jam. That's the best.
That's disgusting. Like dessert.
What?
Butter and jam on a baguette?
Why is that disgusting?
It just sounds... I just don't like jam.
Rudy, call in. Can we get some clarification on what's allowed on a baguette? Come on. What's wrong with that? All right. We'll digress from... Proper baguette etiquette.
Spurs, they're beating.
No, I want to stick on the Jazz. Where's Donovan?
The season's over. The series is over.
The series is over? You're done?
It's done.
So did you see the interview? This is similar to what's going on here. No one was asking Chris Paul questions, and he just left the interview.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. See ya.
Was that a walk-off?
I'll take this. Yeah, that was a walk-off. Your excuse.
Who were they just asking Harden?
Just Harden. They're asking Harden like what he ate for dinner the night before. I think Chris Paul took a little issue with that.
They're sweeping him.
Are the Spurs still in it?
They're playing the Nuggets. They beat him in the first game.
Did they?
Yeah, they're 7th seed.
What happened to Jokic? Jokic looks like he eats McDonald's for every meal still.
So do you.
I know. But I'm not trying to play in the NBA. I mean, the Spurs, they're old.
Yeah, but they have Popovich. They have DeRozan. They have Lamar Aldridge. They have Rudy Gay.
That's the least interesting series.
They have Derek White from Colorado. Patty Mills from St. Mary's.
Wow.
Yeah, they're good.
West Coast vibes.
Yeah.
What about the point guard from UW? McGarvey, call me out on this.
He got hurt.
Did he?
Yeah. He busted his knee out.
They call him... Bust his knee out.
Really? It was ACL.
Called him his nickname in high school was Baby Boy. They would yell Baby Boy.
Where'd he go? His name? Rainier Beach?
Nah, he went to Garfield, I think. What was his name?
It's DeJounte Murray.
DeJounte. There you go. DeJounte. Silent J.
Bold prediction. OKC beats Portland. They advance the conference finals against Golden State.
Really?
First year. Hashtag
WST. Wait, Paul George's shoulder. He can't even shoot.
He'll be better. He just needed 4 days off.
He'll be better what? After 6 quarters on shots and a couple greenies?
He'll be fine.
I think you're wrong. Nurkic comes back, makes a miracle recovery. Him and Cantor team up along with Dame.
Nurk is done for the season.
No, he's not, is he?
Yeah.
Timeline's been upped.
No, it hasn't. Zach Collins would have to step up.
Zach Collins actually looked pretty decent the other night. I mean, he...
What, did he have like 3 points?
He went for 3 and 3. Released a play over the game. So here's one thing, too. Getting back to Paul Allen. Majority owner of the Blazers as well.
Remember when we saw Travis Scott at the Portland game?
Did we see?
No, just some dude with braids.
Paul Allen did support the Blazers. I mean, he was there every game. Have you read that Jail Blazers book that with that guy that didn't want to interview with us?
No. As soon as he turned out our interview.
Anyway, it's sitting on my...
I lit his book on fire.
Easy.
No, I didn't read it.
I read a little more of
it. How was it?
Blazers are interesting. They're trying to get more sports in Portland.
Trying to get baseball.
All right, we got through the NBA.
We didn't talk about the East. Who do you have coming out of the East?
I have... If Embiid wasn't so soft...
Define soft.
He's soft. He gets hurt easily.
He's fragile.
I think he plays video games after the game and, like, just eats Cheetos. He doesn't, like, rest, ice his knees. He's like, no, I'm good.
Just eats gummy bears before the game.
Exactly. These will fuel me. They just have good carbohydrate sugars. Now, I would say, Butler. I mean, if you're Jimmy Butler and you want to really silence critics, you have to at least make the Eastern Conference Finals. Because you're the one, quote unquote, veteran along with Redick on that team. I do like the Sixers.
True, but he's not even the best player. Embiid's the best player.
He is, but he's soft. I think here's what Butler needs to do: go slap the gummy bears out of Embiid's hands before the game, toughen him up, and put him in an ice bath afterwards. And Sixers might be all right.
Yeah.
What about East? You?
Maybe he just has an arthritic back. Maybe his knees just hurt.
Who? Embiid, he's like 23.
You can still have back. You can still have back problems.
Arthritis at 23?
Yeah. It's genetic.
He's got bigger issues if he's got arthritis at 23. Early onset?
Yeah.
The Embiid Foundation. I couldn't play past 24 because I had arthritis. We're going to make sure
that... That's not what an arthritic back means.
What does it mean?
It means where the spine is shaped wrong. I have no idea what it means.
That's scoliosis. That's not an arthritic back.
Scoliosis, then.
The East doesn't interest me, other than Giannis. Like, I would love to see Giannis play. Warriors Bucks would be probably the be-all. Two number one seeds. If Giannis was able to lead the Bucks over Golden State.
That'd be huge.
Golden State, Curry might be the only guy left there after they leave Oracle.
Clay's staying.
You think he's staying? I don't think so.
He loves it.
He loves it. He just loves not being in Pullman playing basketball.
He grew up in L.A.
So he's going to come down to the Lakers?
No, he's not. He's going to play for LeBron.
What about Clips? I could see him playing with the Clips.
No. New arena. Warriors have money.
They have money.
He's got a bulldog. His bulldog's safe. It loves the Bay Area.
Does he?
Yeah.
It's hilly there.
You just carry him up.
Just carry the bulldog around.
Carry the bulldog
around. The bulldog there. Backpack. He's got it in a
little baby Bjorn for the bulldog.
I think Clay's leaving at the end of the season. Let's wrap up the playoffs. So I got Bucks, Warriors, Chalk. It's not going to be fun.
Who's going to win that?
Warriors in 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You?
I'm saying Warriors in 5.
Warriors in 5?
They're going to go 16-1 this playoffs.
There's no direct flights from San Fran to Milwaukee. They're going to have to charter. They're sending them to Chicago and make them bus.
They space out the games. It's all right. If it takes them 3 days, it's fine.
That's fine. Yeah. Sleep on the plane.
Sleep on the plane.
I mean,
they can sleep in Topeka.
Topeka. Take the bus ride out from Kansas. I couldn't even tell you where Milwaukee was on a map.